It's another beautiful bright morning here at Tablehurst Farm. I've been exploring some restaurants and cafes over the last few weeks, and actually today I thought I would come to my local farm shop. It's about 20 minutes drive, but so worthwhile. I really enjoy even just driving up to Tablehurst Farm with the polytunnels and the barns full of cows. It's always a bit of an adventure to visit. I'm lucky enough to be speaking with Chris, the commercial director, in a moment, and we're going to take a walk and explore. I understand we have a straw house here on our left. So, Chris, sorry, tell me about the straw houses, or the straw house.
The straw house is an initiative at Tablehurst, which will eventually become accommodation for farmers. But the reason it's being built is because Peter Brown, who was our original founding farmer for the community farm, who farmed here about 20 years, needs somewhere to live in retirement. So we did a public fundraising appeal, and we raised all of the costs of the house. And Peter has been building the house using his own labour and volunteer labour entirely. So it's been funded by public donation and built by volunteers. And the construction is with straw bales, so it'll be a very, very environmentally friendly, highly insulated house when it's finished.
Yeah, it's incredible.
About three quarters done.
Okay. So when did it start?
About 15 months ago.
Goodness me. No, it looks like it should be on one of those house programmes on television. Incredible.
It probably should.
Yes, amazing. All right, well, as we're walking down towards the polytunnels, obviously there's a huge selection of vegetables in your farm shop. Just tell me what you have had growing and what we can expect.
Sure. I mean, over the course of the year, we grow about 90 varieties of vegetables, which is unusual for a commercial garden of this size, but we're serving our own farm shop, so obviously customers in the farm shop want variety. So the gardeners produce a very diverse range of vegetables. At this time of year, there's still 20 or 25 different varieties available from Tablehurst.
Wow, incredible. And I was just looking, you've got different varieties of kale, black kale.
The black kale, the green kale. We have fabulous cauliflowers at the moment, spinach, cabbages, Brussels sprouts, of course, coming up for Christmas.
Yes.
And then loads of potatoes, three different varieties of potatoes.
Yes.
Including a brilliant Christmas roaster.
Oh, okay.
And quite a lot of other root vegetables. So all sorts of different things available.
Which one would you recommend for roasting? Just, sorry, I'm going to go back with my basket.
That's quite okay. And I don't off the top of my head remember the name of the variety that we have.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. I'll go and have a look and ask the lady. I'm sure she'll help me.
Sure.
Now, how big is the farm?
All in all, at the moment, the land we farm is about 500 acres. Tablehurst itself is about half that area. But over the last 20 years, we've gradually taken on other bits of land in Forest Row. So we kind of embrace the village now with land that we farm.
My goodness. And we've just had a look where you all sit down and have some lunch, which I think is lovely. How many employees, how many people are you talking about?
Tablehurst employs somewhere between 30 and 35 people, and roughly half of those people are farmers and growers, and roughly half are working in the shop, the cafe, the pie kitchen, and indeed cooking the farm lunch, because as you say, we have a lunch for all our staff.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Really, really nice.
People sit down together in very crowded circumstances for a delicious two-course lunch made with Tablehurst produce.
Yeah, sounds great. Now, I've met Adele in the pie kitchen. She makes all those delicious pies that I've sampled throughout the year when I've popped in for lunch. And obviously at this time of year, she's a very busy lady. So
she certainly is.
That's all done there on site. And also the bread, which is maybe coming next year.
That's right. The pies are all Tablehurst produce wherever possible, and everything is made on site by Adele with one or two assistants from time to time, but mainly Adele. Bread is a new initiative. A guy called Jean-Marc Albacetti has set up his own little business to bake bread, but he's doing it here at Tablehurst. So he bought a wood-fired oven, and we've installed it for him and set him up with a space where he can bake bread on site.
So yes, next year you can come down and get your bread. I think that's wonderful.
Fabulous sourdough bread, really outstanding quality of bread.
Oh, favourite type of bread as well. Now, we can't finish our conversation 2 weeks before Christmas without talking turkey. Tell me, are you fed up of counting turkeys?
Not at all, no. It's the only thing I do at the moment. Turkey, turkey, turkey. It's just all I think about, really.
Yes. Can you just enlighten us? So how many turkeys are being picked up next year? How many have you had roaming around the farm?
In the course of the year for the Christmas market, we produce somewhere between 300 and 350 turkeys.
Wow.
And so at the moment, we're still taking orders for some of those. Some sizes are sold out, but we are still taking orders.
Yes, I think that's a good point. If you've left it to the last minute, you're not too late.
It's still not too late, but we haven't got all of the sizes anymore.
Okay.
To ask.
When is cut off for ordering your turkey?
Ultimately, if you're happy to have a really big one, we can go very late. But,
okay.
And people do walk into the shop on Christmas Eve and see if we've still got one left.
Right.
And if we do, we sell them one.
Yeah, great. Okay.
You do something, but you won't have a choice of sizes by then.
Okay, fantastic. Well, as I say, I'm going to fill my basket, but I think I'll be back again before Christmas. Thank you very much for talking to us. I know you're very busy at this time of year. Good luck with the turkeys next week, and hopefully a relaxed Christmas when you get there. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm back at Tablehurst Farm in their farm shop now, walking around the veggies. Some fantastic Brussels sprouts, broccoli, we talked about kale, spinach, chard, green kale, black kale, goodness me. All beautiful Savoy cabbages. And I don't even know where to start here. I know I needed some greens, but I'm going to have a basket full. Now, Chris was talking about the cauliflowers. I've got them here as well, so I think I'm going to pick one of those up for the weekend. Might have to do another visit before Christmas, but it's been a really good educational visit this afternoon at Tablehurst Farm. Had a good look round their farm and heard from Chris about what they do here. And as always, I'm a lot wiser. Quite a selection of potatoes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's about 4 or 5 different types of potato here. And sweet potatoes, that's one of my favourites. Parsnips. As I say, I'm going to have a very big basket ready for the next week or so. And hopefully, if I can keep it cool, it will last through to the children breaking up from school. But as I say, I might need to do another visit before Christmas. The turkeys, I'm going to see if I can spot them before I leave and take a picture. But yeah, I will know for next time to order my turkey from here. They are literally roaming free. So you can't get much fresher than that, can you? Speak to you soon. Bye.